Okay. So welcome everybody. We are going to do live orientation. This is very informal. What I invite all of you to do is I'm going to tell you what I tell the tribe all the time. So if you ever come to a PMP event, whenever I do some kind of a workshop or something, I give the same speech. From now on, I don't even have a notebook in front of me. From now on, whenever you're taking notes for PNP, so if you happen to be someone who's sitting there and like ready to go, I want you to take notes like your life depends on it. I do not want you sitting around paying attention to all the bullshit going on around you and all that kind of stuff. Don't just half listen. Now, I get it. Some of you are going to be half listening because you planned to do this passively while you're doing other things. Just give yourself the gift that any time that you're like investing yourself into something, like investment comes with money, investment comes with your time, it comes with all kinds of things. So as you're going through the no BS and stuff, I want you to think, like, am I paying attention like the version of me who loses all of my weight would like me to? Because I say this because like today I went to go get the nails done. I know you can barely see it. But I was listening to trainings. And so I take trainings all the time. I'm constantly trying to figure out ways that I can teach you more and all kinds of good stuff. And I kept finding, because I was getting a manicure, that I was losing focus. And I said, you know what? Just because you're getting a manicure does not allow you to be easily distracted. Like, if you're going to listen to this, listen with intention. Because I already couldn't do notes. So a lot of times it's just really setting yourself to a goal of what this session's about. It's a lot of just making sure, like, whenever you're listening to no BS, whenever you're listening to anything that we do in the tribe, it doesn't mean your life has to stop. But if you just think, am I listening to this like the girl who loses all the weight wishes I would? And sometimes that's just enough to get you to come back to what's going on now and not just wandering off thinking about anything else, like dinner. Are you hungry? You know, what so-and-so might be thinking of you, all that kind of stuff. So I'm really big on, when you're in the tribe, you guys paying a lot of attention and being way more deliberate with your mind than you ever have before. That is something none of us are taught how to do. You will learn it in the tribe. It will be the best gift you ever give yourself. And it, no, will not turn on like a faucet overnight. It is a very deliberate, learned practice over time. I still work on it daily. So I know it's not going to happen for you overnight. Oops. All right. So we're going to first talk about where the hell is everything in this PNPtribe.com. As you have found out, if you have gone through the online orientation, you're like, wow, I just hit weight loss, personal development, gold. Like, you're like at the gold rush back in the day. I'm going to tell you, you will not be disappointed for a hot second at the amount of content that you now have that you can listen to, that you can decide not to listen to. But girl, like, whatever your problem is, I promise you, I have covered it. I have spoke about it. I have said it, and I will continue to talk about it, and I will continue to coach on it, and I will continue to cover it. So we, like, the one of the things that I've noticed is that we only bitch and moan and ask questions about certain things. And so my job is to make sure that we keep going through the drumbeat of it. You're going to find just more resources than you ever dreamed possible. And that's what I want for all of you. I want you to be here and just think, God, like, there's just anything that I'm struggling with or anything that I need ideas on or whatever, it's here. And if it's not here, you get on a coaching call and guess what? You'll be the next one for us to add some kind of unique, like, value to our group. So PNPtribe.com, a lot of you have already been asking, like, where should I spend more time? In the Facebook group or on PNPtribe.com? Like, which one's the most important? How do I balance my time? PNPtribe.com, I want you to think about it. That's where all the magic happens. So, like, your orientation lives there. The No BS Success Path weight loss course, that's where it lives. If you want a coach to help you, that's where you go. You go to the Ask Coaches function inside the website. You will be answered within 24 hours. All the video replays live there. Everything, like, this video will be up within 24 hours. My goal is to have it up by 5 o'clock today. I just want everybody that's joined to be able to have this information fast. The Private Member Podcast instructions live there. So, the way I like to look at it is PNPtribe.com, like, that's your information resource. When you need help, when you have something that you need to, like, get a training on, or you want to listen to someone else get coached on it, you need a worksheet, whatever it is, that's where it's always going to live. We, like, the PNP Tribe staff, we do not upload any of our worksheets, any of our ebooks. None of that goes down in the Facebook group. I do a small portion of the live trainings in the Facebook group, only because we can do a lot of interactivity. All of that gets stored in video replays, and all of that gets stored into the Private Member Podcast. So if you're not on Facebook, you do not need to think you are missing out on anything. You're missing out on nothing. Like, we don't do tons and tons of special things over there. Now, that is where the community resides, and we'll talk about it in a little bit. I'm not saying, like, it's not special. It's amazing, and it is special, and I think it's great. But when it comes down to it, you're going to lose weight because you're listening to the content in PNPtribe.com, and you're getting support from your peers in the Facebook group. But all the real learning and stuff, it can all happen over here for you. So step one is finish that orientation. Most of you should already be done with it. If you're not done with it, go ahead and get that finished. Once you finish your orientation, you will be given a link and a code in order to join our private Facebook group. So if you're, like, antsy and wanting to get into that community support because you love reading what people are doing and you love sharing your stuff, whatever it is you like, that link and that passcode comes with your email the second you finish orientation. How to finish orientation is simple. You watch the videos. At the end, you say mark complete. They all need to be marked complete, and that triggers an email to you. The other neat thing that comes in that email is this guy. So step two is you're going to start your No BS Success Path. The No BS Success Path, it's our weight loss course. I built this thing. Every video is me. Every worksheet is me. Every single thing is me thinking, after losing 100 pounds, working with women for 12 years, what's the system? Like, what is the code that cracks this? That is what the No BS Weight Loss Success Path is all about. So you're going to take it module by module. What you're going to do is you're going to get a weekly email from us, and it will say, this week we're focused on this module. That does not mean that you can't go faster or slower. It just means we need to send an email out every week, right? So that while you're going through it, everybody has some kind of system, rather than just being like, here's a course, y'all get after it. We used to do that, and guess what? Hardly nobody got after it. A lot of people, surprisingly, like a lot of instruction. So what we try to do is we try to tell you every single thing, the next thing to do. If you will just follow your emails, you will do fine. And then as you're like, oh, this week is, I'm supposed to be doing the No BS Success Path, you'll get a weekly email. They're going to come out on Mondays for you guys. Some groups have had different days. If some of the other tribe members are like, oh yeah, you should get your Saturday email, you just need to, like, typo, like, auto-correct it in your brain like you were a Word doc or a Pages doc, they must mean Monday. Because this time what we're doing is we're starting everybody on Monday to see if it's different. I like the idea of you guys starting on a Monday. It's kind of just like, okay, here we go. Here we're starting the week. So you'll get an email and it'll tell you we're doing module one this week, and it will have my insights as to why module one's important, what to pay attention to, the things that you're going to learn. And then you just watch those videos. You can also listen to them in your private member podcast, and you do the worksheets in the No BS workbook while you go along with it. That's all that has to happen. Everything else in PNPtribe.com, every Zoom coaching call, this coaching call, every single thing we do after that, Facebook Lives, it is what we call the Netflix version. That is, like, all bonus. Do not sit around and try to listen to everything, not do your no BS, and then tell me you're overwhelmed. Everybody take a breath real quick and say, oh, the only thing I'm supposed to be doing right now is orientation, no BS. When you finish your weekly module, and you want to, if you want to sit there and spend 10 hours listening to shit, then you have your, like, your green light to go in. But don't start looking around, overwhelming yourself, wondering how you're going to get all this done, all these other things. Your job is the weekly module. That's it. Stay in that lane. Then after that, once you accomplish it, you'll be like, oh, now I feel like I can move on to something else. That's what I want you to be doing. This teaches you how to pace yourself. It teaches you how to ask, am I ready to do the next thing? This is exactly how I teach you to lose weight. I want you guys to think about this. I have you start with a realistic plan, a 24-hour plan. I do the same thing in No BS. I have you start with a module, a very realistic one module to get done in a week. Then what I ask you to do is like, are you ready to level up? Are you ready to do something else? If you are, it's time to do that. If you're not, you need to keep doing this and you need to feel success with it and you need to let it marinate and you need to let it land with you. You're going to see all the themes in PNP are very similar. I am always all about like, we're going to do one thing and we're going to let our own commitment to showing up for ourselves allow us to feel motivated and a little momentum to do the next thing. And that's going to get you all your weight off. This is a very focused training program. I just want you to like listen to the modules. Now, if you listen to module one, I highly recommend listening to it a second time. Here's what happens. A lot of you listen to it once and you don't really hear everything the first time. I would listen, and you don't even have to listen to them twice in 1 week. You could listen to them once this week, next week do that module, and then the week after that, circle back around and listen to week one again. You will learn something new every single time. Our tribe members, most of our tribe members that have been around over a year have probably listened to or gone back to No BS 10 times. I mean, I wouldn't even doubt it. They love going back and re-listening to the lessons, and they do the worksheets again. I don't give you bullshit worksheets. I'm not giving you busy work. I'm going to tell you right now, everything that is included inside of the No BS workbook, I promise you, is because I think it's highly valuable, and I think doing that work could mean the difference between you losing your weight in, say, 6 months and 4 months. Like, I want you to think, these worksheets, that's just like, if you don't do them, it's not that you can't lose weight, but if you want to put like your foot on the gas of overcoming your overeating and things like that, I would do the worksheets. I would make time for them. The other thing that I forgot to cover that I do want to say is we have, for your orientation, you should have a quick start guide. That quick start guide is what's going to help you until your No BS workbook comes and until your PNP planner comes. The workbook's going to come first, because it's new. We have never had the No BS workbook available for printing. And a lot of our people kept saying, girl, I ain't got a printer. Like, I got to go to the Staples. My Staples is 45 minutes away. I'm out in the sticks. Can't y'all just put this somewhere where I can order it like the planner? And we did. The planner, you can always order, and it's in high demand. That's why your planner is going to take a little longer. So your quick start guide has every single thing you're going to need to carry you through until that planner arrives. So you just use that. It's got some 24-hour planning sheets and assessments. I wrote it myself the last few weeks to make sure that when you start, you know exactly what you're supposed to be doing. And here's the thing, guys. If for some reason you don't know what to do, it's super simple. Accountability and support. Go to the Facebook group and ask. If you're not in the Facebook group, go to Ask Coaches and ask. If you don't want to do that, show up on a Q&A call and ask, and I can tell you verbally. If you don't want to, or you've got the Facebook for tribe support, so you can go there. Like Mary Jo and the coaches, you'll see we are in the Facebook group, but that is the last place we check. We always do Ask Coaches first. That is the most important place we go, because that's the one place that we know that we will see you. When you go to the Facebook group, very often the tribe, they can answer like every single question you have, I promise you. And then we have accountability partners. A lot of you have been asking, like, when will I get accountability partner? We have a post that happens in the Facebook group, happens on Mondays. You just look up, do the search function for hashtag daily post. And you will see the Monday post will come up, and we have a questionnaire on there You type in all about you, and that's how people start hooking up with accountability partners. I'm just going to tell you though, if you just ask for accountability in this group, you get it. We have a whole program on accountability, but I'm going to give you the down and dirty. Do not be sold that the very first group you get is going to be the money group. Most of our people have found that they need to go through 2 to 3 accountability groups and partners before they know what they want, before they really understand how often they're going to show up. Some people want somebody to check in with them daily. They want somebody who can just like, yeah, girl, me and you, we're just doing it. Some people like a big group. Some people think they want a group, get in a group and be like, oh no, I just want a one-on-one. And some people like to check in once a week. So you will know once you put yourself out there. And this is practice for even your weight loss. To do anything in life, you have to get good at putting yourself out there. The things that I can tell you about our tribe, no one's going to get upset if you're in a group and you don't like it. Now, you don't have to leave like an asshat and be like, peace out, bitches, you suck. We don't got to do that. But you can always just be like, all right, I tried this for 30 days. I'm going to go see, I'm going to try another accountability group that sets it up different. And we're done. We just don't do the drama around here. I'm going to tell you, do not be dramatic in your own head, because what I just told you is all that has to happen. If you're thinking anything else, that's you deciding to add drama and strife and stress to your life. Literally. The way we do accountability in PNP is we try on accountability groups and partners like a good pair of jeans. And when we find a pair that fit, we live in them. All the other ones go back to the store. Mary Jo is the community manager here at PNP. She is the person who's going to help take care of you. So when you are in the tribe, if you want to hashtag, or if you want to do @MaryJoMcDonald, a lot of times if it's something you really don't understand, or like you're going to need help with accountability, say you made a post and everybody was asleep that day, or lots of people were working and they didn't read your post, tag Mary Jo, because she reads everything that goes on inside the tribe, like every single thing. She has more information stored in that brain than anybody can even imagine. She will help you find partners and stuff. But make sure that before everybody starts tagging Mary Jo to ask for help, that you have helped yourself first. This is a big thing. I see this happen with adults all the time. We want our kids to try it first and to come to us knowing that they've like tried to figure it out and stuff. And we get pissed when they don't. And yet as adults, it's like, oh, let me just tag Mary Jo. I really don't want to have to like ask for an accountability partner. It's like, no, you need to learn how to ask for the things you need and put yourself out there. And if it doesn't work out, then you get to ask for a Mary Jo. But you need to practice the skills, guys. This is everything for weight loss. You have to start doing the things that are uncomfortable. You have to start helping yourself, not waiting on other people to do it for you, not waiting on other people to support you first. Like, we are going to teach you how to truly take ownership of yourself. And you're in the tribe now, and you're going to hear it all the time. All the time. Like, y'all got to be like not accountable to yourselves out there. You got to like blame husbands out there. You got to like think your bestie should show up different. Your mama should have raised you different. All that stuff. Guess what? The second you join the tribe, no, that's all gone. We start challenging you to start understanding how you think and what you're willing to do for yourself. Where are you willing to go? What stories are you willing to change? Like, are you willing to just let other people judge the shit out of you while you prove them wrong? Like, that's the things that we're going to be doing in here. Keeping you on track. First, you're going to get a weekly No BS Success Path email. I've already talked about that. This group of newbies, yours are going to come on Monday. So then this is what I want all of you to know. Tomorrow typically is the day the Massive Action Line email goes out. That is our weekly newsletter. We don't give it to you the first week because you're getting plenty of email from us right now. Like, you needed your orientation email. You needed to know that I'm going live right now. You're going to need your No BS Success Path email. Once you finish your orientation, you need another email that tells you what to do next. That first few days, I want you to have the emails to kind of start charting the path of what to do next. It's step one, step two, step three, step four. Starting next week on Sundays, you'll get what everybody in the tribe gets every single week. And it's called the Sunday Massive Action Line. We call it the Massive Action Line because what we believe here in PNP is you're going to take action to lose weight, even when you feel bad, even when you don't want to, and even when you don't believe it. We're just going to do shit anyway, and then we're going to fix all that other crap while we're doing stuff. We don't sit around waiting to fix our life and our thinking and our brain. Then it's like, oh, now that I fixed all that, I can feel assured it's all going to work. It's like, no, we're going to get to work, and we're going to work like it's going to work, and then we're going to solve for all the reasons why we don't think it's going to work, and then we're going to believe. And then we're going to already be halfway there. That's how we work here. So that's why we call it that. So on Sundays, you will get a newsletter. And in that newsletter, it is going to tell you, here's the trainings coming up this week. Here's some of the amazing replays you may have missed this past week. It's just a quick reference. Here's what's going on in the tribe. Guys, if you never read it, don't read it. If you want to read it every week, read it. It's just there for you so that you can be like, oh, I missed that video. I didn't realize they were talking about urges. Let me check that out. It's just something to make your life a little easier. The other way to stay on track is to use your planner. So you have your quick start guide right now. Use it every single day. It is going to keep you like, this is the four basics. Guys, you are going to hear the four basics beaten like a drum. There's no fifth basic that gets released in the tribe. Well, there is a fifth basic, but it has nothing to do with weight loss. Fifth basic has everything to do with planning, boom, boom. That is the magic fifth basic of being inside the tribe. We get the four basics, though, down pat. So you need to do your plan every single day. And I'm going to tell you, do not sit around right now. I know some of you are sitting there right now being like, well, I'm afraid to plan. Like, I don't even know what to put on it. And like, your bullshit excuses have already started. No, ma'am, not good enough. Get out the piece of paper. And if you have to guess and be wrong and then assess tomorrow or assess tonight and be like, well, I didn't follow that, I want you learning from that. Guess what you don't learn jack shit from? Sitting around thinking about planning, wondering if it's going to be hard, afraid you won't be able to follow it. You don't learn jack shit doing that. You know what you do? You sit around and you get zero results. We're not doing that. So use your planner every single day. The girls that lose weight in this tribe will tell you, they write a 24-hour plan every single day, whether they follow it or not. The very first step is just to get over yourself and make yourself think about what you're going to eat that day. Some of you are going to start off with rainbows and daisy food plans, and you ain't going to follow them, and you're going to think planning isn't working. No, it's working. You know why? You're learning that you try to start off like a perfectionist. So there's all kinds of lessons to be had here. This is not like nobody joined because like, you know why I joined? I love the charity of Corinne. I just want to give her some money. This will be great. I'm doing it perfect. I don't even need her help. Look, everybody joined because they need help on something. So do it how I've written it. And I promise you the results will come because you're showing up. And you're doing it in a way that's so much easier than just trying to get out there and cobble shit and figure it out. No more of that. Don't fight my system. Just be like, I wouldn't be here if my own system had been smack dab Scooby-Doo. So I'm just going to do this one. And if you have lost all your weight, still do this one. It's not going to screw it up. I can promise you that. The best thing that could happen is it may teach you more tools so that, because a lot of you, when you've lost your weight and you join, here's why. You didn't lose your mental weight yet. You didn't gain any security around food. You need to lose the weight that matters the most, which is the shit, the fear, the doubt, and the insecurity of losing the weight and being terrified it's going to come back. So using your planner, the 24-hour plan in review, is the money in the bank for your weight loss. I want to go over the planner a little bit because everybody's going to be like getting that planner and being like, oh my God, Corinne, there's like shit on this planner. I don't even know how to do. Like, what the hell's a four circle? Do not panic. Y'all don't need to like have fire in the streets and cats and dogs living together. Here's what you got to do. Module 3, we cover the four circles and we will talk about that powerful question. Until then, leave it blank or take a wild ass guess. I'm going to tell you right now, if you just put some shit down in the four circles, it's just asking you like what some goals are. Can't hurt yourself guesstimating at goals. It just gets your brain thinking in the future. Same thing with a powerful question. If you're just sitting there like, I want you all to think, what could be a powerful question? I don't know, a question that sounds really powerful. That's all you got to do is come up with a sentence, a question that sounds really good, that puts your brain to work on something to answer all day long rather than, why am I such a fuck up? Why can't I get my shit together? That is not powerful questions. That's disempowering. So that's why we have that on there. But you will learn a lot about it in Module 3. Module 4 is where when you get your planner, the back half is covered. So you're going to get a planner and it's going to have these things called TDLs and models everywhere. And they're just big blank pages that usually scare the fuck out of people. Because one, it's like, what? I got to write thoughts on a blank page? I haven't been thinking about my thoughts. Then the next thing is like, there looks like there's some kind of weird ass outline that's going on at the bottom. What is that, all that? Do not worry. Module 4, we go through all of it. You just have TDL and model pages in there. So when we do that lesson, that's where you can start practicing and using those pages. So you just leave them blank because there's never an excuse for not doing your 24-hour plan. It is the first lesson out the gate here at PNP. So you have no excuses to do it, not do it. Best Facebook practices. Number one, read what you can. You are not going to miss things. We are not putting anything in the Facebook that is like vital information to your weight loss. If it's important, it will be in the private member podcast. I will have said it out loud, or it will come to you in the massive action line. The reason why I can tell you with certainty you will not miss anything in Facebook is this. We have 30% of our users who don't use Facebook. So everything I do, I write for website first. That's going to go through email to you. And then Facebook is where if y'all want to do it together, that's where you commune and party with it. But you're not going to miss anything. And so a lot of you, you're going to go in there. You're going to see like lots of posts. I'm just going to tell you, our girls are chatty. They love to talk. They talk about everything. They talk about their life, their transformation, their overeats, who poo-pooed on them today. They share recipes. It's a cornucopia of stuff. Respond to what you want. If you don't want to respond at all, don't respond at all. And let me just say this. If you see something you don't like let's pretend like we're all talking about, I don't know, diner hoo-haws. Yes, we've had that conversation and not just once. If that, like what we typically do is people will put TMI in there. If you see something that you like, I don't really like talking about stuff like that, then don't post. Don't read it. That's why this phone has a scroll option. There's nothing required for you to read that. I can't tell you how many people get offended because they sat there, read a sentence that they didn't like, and then when they responded, I can tell they read a manifesto with comments. Like, if you already knew you didn't like it, why did you keep going is the question. I'm always going to turn everything back on you coaching yourself. Like, if you don't like something on the, this is like such good practice for social media and television and magazines. If you don't like something in your brain, then do not invite it in. Do not sit there and read it. There is shit you guys talk about in the freaking Facebook group that I'm not interested in. I'm like, next. I'm going to tell you, when you guys bitch about your husbands, I'm either going to coach you on why you're the problem or I'm nexting you. I'm just a big husband proponent. I think the majority of our marriages are probably pretty damn good, but we sit around shitting the bed over them. So I just want you to know, respond to what you want. And if it's not your cup of tea, just move along. I have a whole course in PNP on how to bring your sexy back. So I'm just going to warn everyone now, cussing is not going away. And a lot of our women really struggle with their intimate relationships with their partners. And I am bound and determined to help them. I have an amazing marriage. And I lost my weight and I have an amazing marriage. And I want both for everyone who wants one too. So we will be talking about things like that. I just want to give you guys that heads up. Save the posts you want to review. If you look at a post and you're like, "Woo, I'd like to come back and read that one later," there's three dots at the corner of a post. Click on it and you can save it. Announcements. We have an announcements tab in the Facebook group where we store the most important things in there. So like the introduction thread is in there. There's any like rules and regulations of the group are in there. You can turn off the notifications for the group. A lot of you join, you're like, "Oh, wow. Like my whole newsfeed is now PNP Tribe. Or all my notifications, like my mama can't even get to me anymore." Just turn off the notifications and then come visit the group when you want to visit the group. And then you can add us to shortcuts to find us quick. So we have that, that is all in the FAQs section of the website. So if you go to pnptribe.com, go to FAQs, some of these little tricks and tips and hacks is in the tech portion, and you can go there and you can find out exactly how to do this stuff. If you don't know how and you are in Facebook, post. Somebody will tell you super quick. There will be somebody on the ready to screenshot and go to town with you. So how do you lose weight? Now that we've done all the others, I was like, how the hell do I lose some weight, Corinne? Facebook is your bonus support. This is your community. This is where it's like, this is the extras. But it's not where you're going to lose your weight. You're going to lose your weight on pnptribe.com, doing the no BS. Going every single month, I release a brand new course that has something to do with either weight loss or something to do with our lives that impacts our weight loss. That is how you lose weight in PNP Tribe. You also are going to lose weight by doing that 24-hour plan every day. So using your planner is everything. Schedule time to do your work. Guys, what gets scheduled gets done. So if it was me, like right now I'm going through three different online courses to learn while I'm doing this job and being a mama and traveling. I have on my calendar exactly when I do things. Sometimes it's at 5 a.m. Get it done. All of my videos have a timestamp on them. All of it, they're timestamped in the Private Member Podcast. Figure out, are you going to be rolling university? Are you going to be listening in the shower? Whatever. But put, like, I would literally, if you have a calendar, write on there, shower, I listen to module one, unit one. That's how I do it. Like I know what I'll be listening, like what podcast I'll listen to in the shower, what audiobook I'll be listening to on my walk. I always write it down ahead of time. That way I'm saving so much time in my life by not trying to decide in the moment. So make a 24-hour plan every single day. Do not fail on this. Review the 24-hour plan at the end of every day. I also do it this way. I make my 24-hour plan in the morning. Then the next morning, I review the previous day, and then I make my new 24-hour plan right then. It takes me all of 7 minutes to write a plan and assess. 7 minutes on a long day. I always tell you guys, just plan for seven, but no more. If you're taking more than 7 minutes, you're doing it wrong. You're sitting there, and you're thinking, and you're not just writing. I want you to get fast at making decisions. You need to do one every single day with no excuses. I do not want to hear that you can't do a 24-hour plan because of your kids. Your children are no longer an excuse in your life for you to be where you're at. You have to start eradicating the excuses you're using, and you need to start identifying what is no longer going to be an excuse for me to sit back and take it easy with food. Like that has to end. You do not have to starve. You do not have to be deprived. You don't even have to be restricted from the food you love. You have to quit making bullshit excuses for doing what's best for you. That's lesson number one. So drop all the I know some of you, I'm going to have to throw out everything. I'm never going to be a big day chip again. I probably can't ever have another dessert. No, that is not what we're doing here. We're not going to drop foods out of our life before we drop our bullshit. Bullshit comes first every single time. You do the worksheets in the modules. Listen to the replays that make sense for you. If that week you don't have time, but just for no BS, shit can the rest. Trust me, we got years of content. It's always going to be there. Nothing's going anywhere, and there's going to be plenty more coming. And then calendar these things. I'm a big believer in you guys calendaring. So get creative. Where can you listen? In that shower, in the car, schedule your study time. And I want you to go at your pace. I don't give a damn if you go into the Facebook group and there's like 30 women like, oh my God, had joined yesterday and I'm already done with no BS. I've just started the back catalog. Who gives a crap? Let them be that. That's their pace. You don't know their life. Maybe they spent the first 30 years of their lives working their ass off as a single mom. Their kids have flown the nest and they got time to do shit like that. You need to like have no judgment of them and no judgment on you. Judgment is the surefire way to say like, I have decided to put on the parking brake and try to drive down the road of weight loss. That is some bull freaking shit. Like, do not sit there and judge other people and how fast or slow they're going. You need to do you. That is the most important thing. If you're doing you from a place of this is the pace I'm great at, this is what I'm doing, guys, you'll lose weight so much faster. My final thoughts, and then I'm going to take some questions in the Q&A, okay? What I recommend, decide your best study style. Some of you are going to do just fine listening to the Private Member Podcast. You'll never need to, you know, sit down at a desk and do it. Here's how I study. I'm always with a laptop. Even when I can just listen to it on phone, I'm always at my computer, and I'm like a note taker. That's always the best way for me. There's no right or wrong with it. This is going to be a very different way for you to have ever lost weight. Seriously. There are no meal plans coming. There are no grocery lists coming. You are fixing to step into being a grown-ass woman who learns how to eat according to her body, who uses her brain and doesn't need some asshole selling a menu on the internet to tell you what to do. We are not doing that. I'm going to teach you the skill of having your own back so that you can do your life. Because I know one thing. When you have your own back, you can go to any dinner. You can go to any surprise luncheon. You can be offered all the food and you can do those things. And you can either say yes or no and like your reason. And that's the key to losing weight. Because when you're really aligned with who you want to be and the kind of person you want to be and the way you want to lose this weight, you will make decisions that are right for you. And you will never have to fear that you're making wrong choices ever again. I want you to be open-minded and drop all the diet rules. Like all the ones that you're like right now, like, oh my God, Corinne's so motivating. She's so amazing. But I just have in my side pocket here my keto Whole30 card because I know like 3 years ago that worked for me. No, do not allow yourself to do that. We are starting like at ground zero. I want you to do it my way. I want you to just be open to one good cleanse of your brain of all that shit and just be like, you know what? I'm just going to like do what she says. Even when my gut tells me there's no way this could work. It is working for so many people. When that happens, I want you to be like, my gut's probably wrong on this one. I'm going to go with this girl who lost a gut. I'm going to see how that works for me. Reach out when you need help. Ask coaches. To me, that's the first line of defense. That is where the coaches will help. Like if you just need to know where a video is or, you know, when's Corinne going to be here, whatever, you can do that in the Facebook group unless you don't have Facebook group and then go to the Ask Coaches. But if you need like help, like I don't even like understand why I keep overeating. I'm making my 24-hour plan, but it doesn't seem to be clicking for me. They will help you there. And then watch and learn or be interactive. Guys, the amount that you post in the Facebook group is completely irrelevant to how much weight you lose. What's going to be the most key factor of your weight loss is going to be you pushing play, making a 24-hour plan, and doing things when you don't want to. When that excitement wears off, when the fear and doubt is sitting there, if you're willing to keep going anyway, then I know you're going to lose weight. All right, let's do some questions. Let me grab my Q&As. If you have a question I have not answered yet, just pop it over into the Q&A. Betsy is doing the video. Had a question about a reminder app. I use reminders, but this was called something else. There's a calendar on pnptribe.com. So if you go to pnptribe.com, scroll down halfway through on the main page, and we have our calendar of all the trainings sitting right there. In the bottom right-hand corner is a little gear cog. it will let you turn, like, sync our calendar to your calendar. You're going to turn your own reminders on, but you can turn them on for all of our calls if you'd like. This will be in the podcast, and it will be probably up by 5 or 6 o'clock tonight. I got to, like, transcribe it and all that kind of stuff. When I went to join the Facebook group, it asked for a code. What number am I looking for and where would I find it? Jody, once you finish orientation, there's an email that comes with a link to the Facebook group and it has the code in there. So if you go look for that, you'll find it. If for some reason you didn't get your email, then email us at support@pnptribe.com. Is it easy to go back to a specific lesson after you've marked it complete? Yeah. Like, so on the website, the lessons are always going to stay in order and look just like they do now. In the private member podcast, it's a little different, but you can keep them in your library. But if you go to the website, then once you mark it complete, it doesn't change the order and they don't disappear or anything like that. They're just there. Is there a Facebook group for newbies? No. We used to do that a long time ago, and I'm going to tell you, ever since we stopped doing just a newbie group, we found that people lost weight faster and better because they were able to talk to people who are in the, like, who knew what it was like to be in the early stages, who could, like, reassure them that this, like, yeah, keep doing this, or this is what worked for me and stuff. When we had newbie groups, this was the problem. Everyone was new, no one knew jack shit, and they'd all sit around talking about shit they didn't know. So it was like, huh. So we ended up, I guess it was, maybe it was in January of this year. I don't know. We've had a few openings now where we've put the newbies in with the main group, and it just works out so much better because you get to have accountability partners that have been here and that can give you, like, sage advice. You get to post questions and you have, like, mentors and different people coming in. So it just ends up working a lot better. When you put in a question to coaches, where do you find the answer? So when you go to Ask Coaches, you're going to ask your question. If you'll go back to Ask Coaches in 24 hours, there's a button called Recent Answers. Your question and subject line will be there, and then you can look and see what the answer was. You can also read what other people have asked since we started the function. The quick start is in the orientation. So if you will go to orientation, there's a button, like if you go to pnptribe.com, there in the middle it says start your orientation here. Click on that, and then in the very first sentence it says click here for your quick start guide, and that's where you'll find it. Oh, you found it. I think it was also a link inside your email too. I'm heading out on vacation for a week from today, 7 days in Yellowstone. Oh God, that'll be so much fun. And you'll be, like, probably hauling ass the whole time. I'll be eating all the meals out, but won't know where ahead of time. You don't need to know where you're going ahead of time. You don't need no jack shit. You know what you need to know? If you want, like, this will help. So go to module 2. The very last lesson is about vacations and trips. Just go ahead and listen to that one. We'll tell you everything you need to know. But here's the thing. And I think I've got podcasts on this too. But the biggest one is you have your hunger scale. You can still make a 24-hour plan. You'll know if you're going to eat a protein or not. You know if you're going to eat bread or not. You know if you're going to have dessert or not. Like, there are certain things that you can agree with yourself ahead of time to put on that 24-hour plan. Just like I'm going to Tahoe tomorrow, and I'm teaching at an event. I don't even know what restaurants are in the damn hotel. Like, I don't know jack shit. I never, ever worry about that stuff anymore because I always know I have my hunger scale. I always know, like, I can always get a salad from someplace. And if I can't get a salad, can always get protein and vegetables. Hell, if I have to have somebody get me a sandwich and double down on the meat and double down on the toppings and just eat that, I could do it if I had to. Like, I just always believe first this is not a problem and that I'll solve it. Rather than this will be daunting, this could be hard, I'm kind of confused about it. Like, I just never let myself go there. By calendar it, do you mean plan it beforehand or mark on your calendar as done? I mean plan it beforehand. When I'm talking about calendaring things, I want you guys to start thinking about your life that you're in control over it. And one of the best ways to know that you're in control is by calendaring shit. Writing it down ahead of time, thinking about your day. There's not a day that goes by that I do not have every single thing that I'm going to get done that day written. Not only, like, now I'm not talking about no fucking to-do list, y'all. I'm not a big believer in to-do lists. I know the things I got to get done that day, and then I go through my calendar and I find the time spots that shit's getting done. I know what self-development I'm doing and when, and what other thing I might be doing during it. I know, like, when I have tasks, the specific tasks are written, like, in this hour and a half time block, this is when all of that will get done. Like, I'm really big about all that stuff. All right, so the quick start guide is in that orientation. Do not forget. So if you've done orientation, you didn't print a quick start guide off, make sure you do that. You do not order the quick start guide. This literally is like day one, I want you to have something. And if you don't have a printer, then just download it and look at it. And then hand write the few worksheets that are on there. Everything can be done if you want it done. Like, I've got several things that from some of my courses. I just don't want to waste the paper printing it because I'm not going to do every single thing on it. I just get out a notebook and I write down the things I'm going to do in it. Guys, make it work for you. But the quick start guide is what is like, think of it as the appetizer before the meal. When you get your No BS workbook, that is everything you're going to need to know for the No BS. But I wanted you to have something so that before that No BS workbook arrives to you, you have that. Is like, okay, I know exactly what I'm doing. This is the pulse of what's going on. And then your No BS workbook will arrive and you'll be good. Now, if you didn't want to order any of that, guys, I don't want you to think you have to order things for me. Trust me, I charge less than what it will cost most of you to run to Staples and get it printed. I just want you to have the ability to have a planner and to have this workbook. So I give you guys the downloadable version. And you can print it yourself at your house. You do not have to order it from me. So if you're going to do your own printing, you'll have your whole workbook right now. So I just want you guys to understand, like, I really, like, we have had so many people think, oh, I'm just going to go print it myself at Staples. And they come back and it's like, oh, Corinne charges $30 and it costs me $44. So I'm not in it on the planners and stuff to be, you know, like Scrooge McDuck over here. All I want is y'all to have it. And we have a place, they ship all of it for me. And it just, it's worth every penny that I pay for y'all to have this thing so that it makes your weight loss easier and you know what you're doing. I'm a little confused as to what the private member podcasts are, or maybe I'm not far enough along in the orientation to know that. There's a whole video, Rachel, on the private member podcast. So the private member podcast is going to be on your phone, and you're going to have one for the courses of PNP. You'll have one for all of my live trainings. This, when I'm done, will get dropped in there. And then what you'll do is when you want to listen, you can listen on your phone. Rather than having to go to your computer or pull us up on Safari or whatever, you don't have to play videos and stuff. It's just like so much easier for you. My husband custom wrote it a while back, and we've been using it ever since, and our girls love it. I'm currently at 452 and have been obese since the age of 5. I'm 43 now and have and even had gastric bypass at 27. Do you have anyone who's lost over 200 pounds? Yes, I have. I think, we have Jill R., Christy Tuttle Stewart. There may be one more that's lost over 200 pounds. We have several that have lost like 100 to 175 pounds. In fact, we have 57 or 58 Queens Century Club members current and active right now. We've had more, but those are the ladies that are still in active membership now. So yes, we have had that. So go to the Losing 100 subgroup and get in that, and you're going to find your ladies over there. You also can get into the Weight Loss Surgery Girls, and you'll find ladies over there too that all fit your whole little demographic. I looked into the support groups, but at this time I do not fit any. I have had medical issues in the past. Is there a chance you could start a Facebook group to address mental and stress support? Yeah, all of our groups support that. I'm just going to tell you right now, like, you can post that in the main tribe. We have plenty of people. We have, so do you do any kind of special diet? I've had medical issues in the past. But I'm going to tell you right now, Anonymous, with the mental and stress support, that's what Ask Coaches is for. And that's what everything we're going to be teaching you how to deal with is. There's hardly anybody inside of our tribe that hasn't dealt with depression. I mean, I'm just going to tell you right now, majority of our tribe, I had to take, I would say 50% of our tribe has either been sexually abused, raped, physically abused, recovering from alcohol or drugs. A lot of the girls are suicide, have attempted suicide or recovered from suicide, depression, you name it. They're all like, I mean, there's just no way that we wouldn't have that many people just because of my own story. A lot of people come to the tribe because of that, because, you know, I attempted suicide and stuff. So I don't want you to feel alone. We have a lot of people that have severe anxiety disorder, panic disorder. I have coached people live before in the tribe in at events and on coaching calls where they've had a panic attack in the middle of it. So you're not alone. You're going to find you have plenty of support for it. Go to the Ask Coaches and kind of tell a little bit more about your story. And then let's see if we can find you an account. I think you would do better with an accountability group that kind of specializes in all of that versus a whole subgroup. Who is the best coach for what? Girl, we are all trained exactly the same. There's nobody who's like, they're a better coach than this. I don't like to look at it as we have coaches who are better at something than the other one. I'm a single woman who needs to work through a bad breakup. I deal with abandonment issues and rape. Yeah, no, this is like, you just need to post and ask coaches. We, all three of us, we've coached on this topic, all of us. I mean, we coach on this stuff all the time. In fact, if you're single, you've been raped, you've been abused and stuff, abandoned and stuff, there are live coaching calls right now for you where we have talked about this like a lot in the last few years. Any special tips for 12 night shift, 24-hour plan? Yeah, we've got coaching calls on that. We have all kinds of shift workers in the tribe. In fact, I just coached someone, Betsy, I'm not sure. God, was it maybe last Sunday? It was either last Sunday or it was Wednesday. I coached someone. It's Christy Tuttle Stewart, who's lost 200 pounds. I coached her on her night shift because she works. Well, I actually coached two people. One worked graveyard and the other girl, she works like, I want to say she works 24s or something like that. So, but yeah. What do you recommend as our primary source to pay attention to new content? You like when it comes, like I would read your email each week. The most important content is always put inside the emails. So like anything that's like amazing is there. For newbies, the most important email to pay attention to is your Monday email. That is your no BS email. So when you go to the website, guys, do yourself a solid. Do not go poking around and just trying to randomly find something, video replays and bullshit like that. At the very top, it says start here. And underneath it, it says no BS success path. Like the second you finish orientation, hit the no BS success path. That is where you should begin and that is what you should be doing. Everything else is like Candyland. It's treats and bonuses and all the others. No BS is where you want to be. Where did you get the cute hutch behind me? Oh, that's from Pottery Barn. What is an accountability group or partner? What do they do? Do you just report in? What? Slap chips out of the hand? No, they don't slap the chips out because they're online. We just pair together people. Either you can be like two people. We have groups of three. We have groups of 10. It's just people that come together. And what they do is we have an accountability program. Where you can read, like we have a little guide. It's like a quick start guide on like best accountability practices and stuff. But if you don't even read all that, it's just like somebody to check in with. Somebody to say like, here's my 24-hour plan today, or this is what I'm going to be doing this week. This was my way in this week. Here's the problem I'm facing. And it's just like check-ins and people just sharing and supporting each other. And like we use Marco Polo as an app. Some people text each other. Some groups, they have formed a small Facebook group together. There's like five of them just in a Facebook group. Some do Facebook Messenger. The group or the two people, they pick what will work for them. So like if you don't like doing video, you won't like Marco Polo. Marco Polo is a video app that you use. If you like texting, you'd be great in a little group text. So the group just decides. Do you think there's more value in using the planner as written, or can I vamp it up to fit a blank planner already have? You can vamp it up if you want. Just make sure it's got some the core elements of what I teach in it. Like you need to be doing your breakfast, lunch, and dinner planning. You need to have your powerful question. You need to be thinking about your goals and what you're going to accomplish for the day. Like that's the bare basics. Is it okay to put flavor into your water like Crystal Light? Yes. I haven't done anything yet did I miss anything and where do I start? Wendy, you need to go through your orientation. Just go to orientation. So if you log into pnptribe.com, the very top it says, click here to start orientation. If you go to your emails that we sent you, the first step is click here to go to your orientation. Go through orientation first, and that will walk you through every single thing you need to know. Is there PNP merchandise? Coming soon. We are scary ass close on finalizing the store. It will be tank tops and things like that. Is the 24-hour plan in the Quick Start Guide the same as the planner? No, it's a little bit watered down from the planner version. It's literally the things that you will learn in Module 1. So when I did the Quick Start Guide, I took out all the stuff that you'll learn in future modules. How long does it take to get approved before you're in the Facebook group? I've been pending for a couple of hours. Probably a few more. I would say within 24, but Mary Jo probably went to lunch. She's been going since 6 a.m. yesterday. So just as they're coming in, she's approving. She's also approving all of the subgroups. But we don't just approve you because you have a code. We literally still check to make sure that you're on our list so that no one who's not supposed to be in there gets in there and then, like, you know, comes in and takes a big dump in the middle of our Facebook group. But she's probably just at lunch. How do we join the Queen's Club? If you go to the website, pnptribe.com, go to community, and there's a Queen's Club tab. It has all the instructions for you. Can you talk a little bit more about how we can find accountability partners on Monday? Yeah, you just need to read the post on Monday. The post has everything you're going to need. It's going to tell you what questions to answer and how it works and everything. So today is Saturday. So on Monday, you'll see the post. If you want to see what we're going to ask you, just go to the Facebook group, hashtag daily post, search that. You can read all the other Monday accountability posts. We do it every single Monday so people can have their match.com experience here at PNP. How many signed up yesterday? Just curious. We had a really small opening. I'm going to tell you guys, you're so lucky. I feel like Willy Wonka who gave out the golden ticket because we had people trying to beat the door down this morning. And I'm like, no, we opened one day. We had 705. We had 2,600 in April, just to let y'all know the difference in the size of the tribe. So we just did not want to put more than, like, I was like, we'll take about 1,000 or so. Like, I would never cut it off. But in my mind, I was just like, you know what? We're just opening for a day. I will tell you the main reason is one, I just want to spend a lot of time with Logan this summer and like Q&A calls when you've got, you know, damn near 3,000 people in it take a little longer than Q&A calls when you have 700 people in it. You know, like I can do them pretty fast. But the main reason, I'm going to tell you the main reason, when I do those openings, if you've ever been through one of the weeks where before I open the doors, I just give away so much value. Like I am live. I am answering questions. I am answering emails that come through. Like it is a lot of work. And we literally just moved to this house. We have a pool. My husband just, y'all don't even know this, but my husband left his job and is now working full time for PNP. And I just wanted to spend the summer loving everything I did for PNP and didn't want to spend a week and a half to 2 weeks getting ready to open the doors. We just literally sent out like 3 emails and then I did 2 lives and that was it. So it was good. Good for mama. Mama needs to rest some. I listened to a bunch of podcasts and they inspired me to give myself a present and I joined. How do I work around the medications I'm on that have contributed to weight gain? Post that and ask coaches. We'll tell you exactly how. The first is to make sure you're not donkey ass eating around your medications. That's always number one, because I know that in the past I used to blame steroids and stuff, but what I realized is I not only was I doing some steroids, but I had some pity eating that went along with it. It's like, well, I can't blame the steroids if I'm still like eating like a donkey. Weigh in Fridays. Is there a place we turn in our weight? Is it public or mandatory? You don't ever turn your weight in, but we do have a post that goes down in Facebook for weigh-ins, but everybody has their own worksheet inside of their planner, so you can do all of your stuff there. But we don't have like a place where you have to like turn it into us. I feel like I want to teach you guys just how to be like a responsible adult to yourself and accountable, which means I'm not going to have a place where you have to like, so that I can come in and be like, well, you're not weighing in. No, we're going to be self-accountable. We're going to learn how to do all of this on our own. You do not need to be tied to the hip of some weight loss program for the rest of your life. That's how so many people get on Weight Watchers and can never get off of it. They get tied to the Weight Watcher system rather than learning how to lose their own weight. Can you give any advice to get over the idea that things should be going faster than they do? Yeah, here's how I get over that. I tell myself this all the time. They're going as fast as they're going to go, and me sitting there wanting them to go faster makes me miserable and more likely to eat. I'm really honest with myself in those moments. I'm like, that's the kind of thinking that I do when I want it to be easy. It's like, what if it's just not going to be easy this time? What if this time it's just going to take the time it takes, and I'm just going to have to keep showing up, and that's the lesson I have to learn this time, that I just have to keep showing up, and I have to quit waiting for things to prove to me that it's worth showing up. It's like, no, show up because you want to. Show up because you're worth it. Show up because you said you would. That's the best lesson. I'm having trouble putting the Private Mirror podcast on my phone. Here's what I would do is I would go to the Facebook group and I would ask there, if you're still having trouble and you're not in the Facebook group yet, email support and we will help you. Have you dealt with people who have had their gallbladders removed? Oh yeah, we've got probably 20% of the tribe has. My body is different post-surgery 2 years ago. Is that something I should direct to a coach? Yeah, take that to a coach. We want to first, though, work on your thought that my body's different. That's not helping. You just need to say, like, I don't have a gallbladder. That's the fact. My body's different probably makes you feel like shit. Probably makes you feel like it's harder for you. It already starts generating doo-doo mentality that makes sometimes it easier to overeat. Sometimes we just kind of give up a little bit. Well, I'll just eat a little extra because, you know, it is harder for me without that gallbladder. Like, that is the poison that we have to watch out for. You guys are going to be getting talked to all the time about watching what you say out loud, type, and think about yourselves. And we're going to point out how so many of those things really affect the small choices and the small things in our life. So I would take that to the coaches. And just like be really clear with the problems you've been running into. And if you've been overeating at all, then you no longer get to blame your gallbladder. I'm going to tell all of you, if you're doing any overeating, whatever you think has stalled your weight loss or caused, made it harder for you to lose, right now I want you to all think, shit, if I'm doing any overeating, that's why I fucking have a weight problem, because I'm overeating. It's not this grandiose pile of poo with steam coming out of it that I've created. When you get done with overeating and your body has not been overfed for a month, come back to me and tell me what's going on. Almost every single person I've rarely ever have anybody's like, no, Corinne, like seriously, no overeats for 30 days. I have all my data. I have everything. At that point, then we start getting to look into the medical. But what most of you do is use your medical as an excuse to overeat and then blame the medical. And it's like, no, we're still overeating. We don't get to blame anything else. We don't get to like shift focus until our overeating is done. How do you find the subgroups? PNPtribe.com. Go to community. My cat is wailing and this door is wide open. He's just too dumb and stands on this side. Go to pnpdrive.com, go to the community tab, and you'll see subgroups. Who makes these glasses? Jimmy Choo. They got a little sparkle sparkle on the side. Is an accountability person or group required? No, that's totally optional. We help you guys find that because I think that for some people it works so well. How do you access the coaching calls? Go to pnpdrive.com. Go to, oh my gosh, I can't think of the exact place. Hang on, I'll tell you real quick. I got my internets up over here and my 1,000 screens I got going. Go to pnptribe.com, click on Get Coached, and you will see Ask Coaches. I have lost 5 pounds with the groupies, so is my start weight 5 pounds ago or now? Here's what I would do. I would so be using my 5 pounds ago as my start. Like, I'm all about collecting every ounce I lost. All right, guys, that's everything. Y'all have an amazing Saturday. Your first newbie email will come out on Monday. Between now and then, finish orientation. Your orientation will tell you to start No BS. You can feel free to go ahead and start it. And if you get bored and you just want to hear extra of Corinne and that's how you like to roll, then tomorrow at 11 o'clock, I'll be doing some coaching here, you can go to pnptribe.com, go to the calendar, and you will see people have already signed up for it, and I will be coaching live, bringing people on screen where you can watch me do this with other people. Feel free to join us live if you want. If not, it'll be in the Private Member Podcast, and if you never want to listen to it, don't ever listen to it. It's all optional. Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.